The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority. Care Radio 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Stay tuned. Coverage of your high school football game of the week will begin right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Boosters.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton, Atchison.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Amelia Earhart Stadium, high school football this evening on K Radio, and as we speak, the Phoenix put it to the football and kick it away. It'll bound at the 5, and Aiden Battles will go into the end zone. We are underway. Hello again, everybody. Joseph is our producer-engineer this evening. Gus Counts with me, Tom Counts, and it is great to be with you here tonight from Amelia Earhart Stadium for Homecoming 2021 for the Phoenix. The opponent tonight, J.C. Harmon High School, who has won the flip of the coin they elected to receive, and they're going to begin their initial possession of the evening, 1st and 10. I get that football spotted. They're going to give it to him right at the old 20-yard line. Little precip happening here this evening. I looked at the radar, Gus, about an hour ago, and I thought it was going to break up before it had gotten here, but we have some light remnants, nothing too much. You stand out there, you're not even going to get wet. But the football could get wet. It could get slick. First down at the 10. QB slides down the line. Now hands off into the left side of the offense or the defensive line, and there is just nothing. Tremendous job by the Atchison defense. Is running back Stephen Mills has stood up, driven down, no game of the play. For Harmon, it'll bring up a 2nd and 10.
Levante McGowan, one of the first guys in on the stop right there for the Phoenix, also getting in the action. Great Booker, a big senior defensive lineman. Booker right now is the nose tackle in this 34 defense for the Phoenix.
It's going to bring up a 2nd down, 10. Motion will go to the right side. QB is going to keep it, and now it's wrapped up, maybe even lost a yard. There's nothing in the middle, and two running plays to begin the game for Harmon. Gustin, that time Ben Innsbrenner with a great tackle. The Atchison defense very stingy here in the early going.
Yeah, still trying to get a feel for exactly what Harmon does. It's almost like they run a little double wing, and they run a lot of triple option off of it, right? So the first two plays, we've seen him go ahead and hand it to that fullback.
QB's back to throw. Penalty markers say it, and they're going to blow this thing dead. What happened out there, Gus?
I believe we probably had an illegal formation, didn't get a guy out there. Yeah. So a formational penalty against Harmon. Going to back him up 5 yards, and instead of 3rd and 10, now they're looking at 3rd and 15.
Harmon High School under new head coach Alvis Coy this evening. He's running the ball club, and because I love the uniform. For me, it is, we were talking before, we're trying to decide whether it's TCU or Northwestern in that purple and white, white jerseys with purple top, bottom, and lettering. Quarterback is back, lobs one into traffic, and it's going to go incomplete. He was looking over the middle for Vontae Hughes, but Trey Carter was right there. It's an incomplete, and it will be 3 and out, and we're going to get a timeout. We're taking a timeout at 10:28 to go. We're in the opening quarter, called by Harmon. It is scoreless in Atchison.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, we come out of the timeout. Harmon snapped back, but punt blocked. It's down on the ground, picked up by Atchison, rolling around. It's in the end zone, and are they going to get it inbounds or not? Touchdown, Atchison. Give it to Todd Daniels. Todd Daniels, his first career touchdown.
Todd Daniels was in the backfield in a hurry. Pretty much just took the ball off the punter's toe and then was able to run in from 15 yards out. And you ever wonder why a punter drops back 15 yards on the snap? And that's why. Harmon was set up at a 7-yard drop. And the problem is, when that snap, by the time it gets back to you and you find where you want to hold it, the defense is through and there's nothing good about to happen. So as quickly as that, Atchison on the board with their first touchdown of the evening.
Aiden Battle set for the PAT. The snap is terrible. Aiden goes back and picks it up. He's running for his life, looking for the edge, breaks a tackle, gets to the 5, leans for the goal line, and he's short. We got another timeout, Joseph. Another 7 seconds later, 10:21 to go in the opening quarter. It's now Atchison 6, Harmon scoreless.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers.
The Fall Blizzard Menu is here at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. The fall menu includes sea salt toffee fudge, Reese's Pieces cookie dough, Oreo mocha fudge, Choco dipped brownie, and the Royal Ultimate Choco Brownie. And the featured September Blizzard of the Month is both the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard and the Pecan Pie Blizzard. It's all at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
Good to have you back with us. We haven't even gotten a chance to get the chairs warm and comfortable yet, and Atchison is on top 6-0. Welcome back, everybody. Aiden Battle set to kick off for the second time in the first 2 minutes of this game. He advances, and that's a nice kick. End over end, bounces 2 yards deep. It actually landed 2 yards deep out the back, and for the second consecutive possession, Harmon will begin at its own 20-yard line. Again, it is homecoming 2021. Nice group of AHS fans out here. And again, the precipitation continues to come down a little bit. But if you look in the west and the northwest, you see the oranges and golds of the sun peeking through. So I would expect this is short-lived. Harmon taking his time in a huddle. Here they come. Quarterback Alejandro Valdez runs the ball club. Stephen Mills, the single man to the backfield, directly behind him. Receivers to the left and right. QB's back, looks left, sprints left. Chase hit in the backfield, gets away from the first guy, but won't get away from Jake Rebent. He was back there with Todd Daniels handy for a minute, and then he pulled away, but Jake got him at the line of scrimmage. It'll be 2nd and 10. So, Gus, what have we had? 4 running or offensive plays, not count the punt, for Harmon, and a total of 0 yards.
Yeah, 4 plays. What, they've run the ball 3 of those, had the incomplete pass, and right now Harmon just looks like a team that's trying to, you know, find a little bit of an identity on their offense and just really get the pieces put together for this team.
Atchison making a late substitution to get everybody off the field. QB is going to turn, runs into his running back. He'll try the left side. Swarm of red jerseys. He'll lose three. Trying to bounce to the outside, but Mills had just nowhere to go, and that thing just precipitated by the collision in the backfield. Give Jaden Carter for Atchison credit for that tackle. It is now third and 13 for the Hawks. 9:20 to go in the opening quarter. 6-0, AHS in front. And by the way, I'm pleased to report, and a very nicely done job, the Big A logo is back at the 50-yard line this week. It is nice.
Field looks
beautiful. Absolutely fantastic. Third down, 13. Wide receiver moved back off the line of scrimmage. Quarterback will hand off to his running back. He's going to be hit behind the line of scrimmage. Picked up and dropped to the ground. Who's going to have a couple of yards? Todd Daniels. Man, he's having a game already tonight.
That's a great start to the game for Todd Daniels. And right now, Atchison doing a great job. And here's the deal. If you're going to run the 34 defense, you got to win up front. And right now, the bigs up front are doing a great job of winning their battles. You got Todd Daniels. You got Levante McGowan, Casey Sutley. Also out there for Atchison, holding down the center of that defensive line, you got 74, Greg Booker.
Yes. And the key to that is, Gus, the bigs for Atchison are big. Those are big, strong guys in that three-point stance. Here's a fourth down. They're going to punt. He's still only 7 yards deep, but that time he just kind of throws the ball in the air, kicks it. As it's spinning, it will go about 10, 12 yards, take a nice hot bounce to the 34, and Atchison will have it at the Hermit 34-yard line. They will have their first offensive play of the game with 7:54 to play in the opening quarter.
As a head coach, you're probably okay with having points on the board and your offense hasn't been out there yet.
Yeah, that's not a bad start to the game.
Not a bad way to get things going.
And again, Herman's punter, 7 yards deep. He just kind of threw that ball out in front of his foot because he knew he wanted to get rid of that one. The last time, it did not go well. Oh, beautiful orange and purple hues in the sky across the way. Here at Amelia Earhart Stadium, we're on the east side of the north and south running field looking west.
Hughes is more southwest.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Different
Hughes. Here's a handoff. Atchison, 35-30, bouncing outside, 25-20, cutting to the middle and losing his footing. And down at the 16-yard line, we've got a marker down at the line of scrimmage.
You got a marker down at the line of scrimmage, and you've got a Harmon player that's really slow to get up, so you got to wonder if this is a holding or maybe even a chop block against Atchison. Holding against the Phoenix. So that big run by Jesse Greenling, it's all going to be negated, and it will be a first and 20 for the Atchison offense.
Big lineman, defensive lineman getting to his feet, but he's coming off the field, looks okay. He's a big guy. What do you say? That is number 66. That's Ronald Blackman over there. He's coming off the field under his own power, but Ronald is 6'3" and 305?
Yeah, I was going to say 6'3",
300.
Uh-huh. I mean, just a big stout guy right there in the middle of that defensive line.
So Atchison will cost themselves 10 yards. It is a first and 20. All the team except the ball got underway, and so it's going to be, let's make a first and 25.
So the Atchison center is sitting there throwing up his hands, and I just think maybe he couldn't catch it. And you got to understand, with this wind that's kind of whipping through here, it does make it harder to hear in those helmets because that wind kind of whistles around inside your helmets. If you don't tape those ear holes up, it is a little difficult out there.
Well, wait. You have to tape the ear holes?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
That way the wind doesn't get in there and kind of swirl on you a little bit.
See, this is things that we non-football guys don't always understand. Here's a handoff, bouncing left to the 50, crossing the line of scrimmage and picking up 2 yards to the left side. That was well defended as Jesse Greenlee tried to bounce to the left and did not find an edge.
Stephen Mills, along with Ethan Orndorff, in on the stop right there for Harmon, and with 7:11 left in this first quarter of play, Atchison with the football. It's second and 22, but a 6-0 lead for the Phoenix. Look, nobody's lined up on the slot.
QB, flares it over the pass to Damian Owens to the 45-40, and then he cuts back in, and a defender comes from the blind side and puts him on the ground after another very short gain. Atchison, Gus looks at a third down and about 13 here.
Give the tackle on the play to Willie Hill, a freshman for Harmon. And you look up and down this roster for Harmon, there are a lot of nines next to those players.
Atchison, quarterback will keep it, boot left, 40, 35, 30, cuts his eye, keeps his balance, 25, 20, goes across the green, 15, a foot race at the 10, going to the end zone, Trey Carter, touchdown, Atchison, 38 yards for the Phoenix, and they extend their lead. 12-0 Atchison. We're at 6:19 to go in the opening quarter. Will the Red, will the Phoenix be going for two here?
Nah, don't chase that point.
They're going to do exactly that. And they're, in some circumstances, they may have gone for two. But here's Aiden back out there. Last time the snap was poor. This one is outstanding. It is down. It is up. It is good. We're taking another break, Joseph. 6:19 to go. Opening quarter. Atchison, 13. And Harmon, nothing.
At Union State Bank, we've never stopped learning. In over 120 years, we've never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Atchison and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
With Jesus Rodriguez and Stephen Mills back to return the kick. Aiden will, once again, for the third time tonight, kick the ball through the end zone, and here comes the Harmon offense.
Talk about Aiden Battle and being a really good kickoff guy, right? Like, how many times does he just knock that thing out the end zone and give the other team the ball at the 20? Nothing wrong with that. But a really skilled kicker like Aiden, surprised that he hasn't tried playing around a little bit and try to drop that thing at the 5 or angle it to the numbers over here and just try to give his guys a chance to get down there and maybe recover that thing.
Marco Mount Academy is up at Guy Galley Field this evening, and in the first quarter of their game, they find themselves trailing at 8-0. We'll try to keep you posted on scores from crosstown. Here's a flare pass out of the backfield, hit and drop. It'll be the loss of 1 yard. That was Ethan Orndorff taking that catch.
And on the stop for the Phoenix, he had number 50, Jeremiah Kelly. Yeah, Jeremiah, senior out there, getting the stop on the play. They're going to say, how about this, a loss of a yard on the swing pass. It's going to bring up now second and 11 for Harmon.
Hawks are going to shuttle a play in from the far sideline. If I were on the Harmon staff, I would also be very patient with getting my plays in. There is absolutely no rush. They need to just kind of settle in, take the time, get what they want out there. Quarterback is back, throws one into the middle, and it is high, and it is going to be incomplete. A leaping effort by Jesus Rodriguez, but it will be out of his reach. Aiden Battle, the closest Atchison defender. Now, what that does, Gus, is always my enemy of the passing game. It stops the clock.
Yeah, it stops the clock. It sets you up with a third and 11 now. And so for Harmon, again, I feel like we're going to kind of talk about this tomorrow up in Lamoni. Keeping the clock moving is probably your friend.
And we're going to be talking about our trip to Bruce Jenner Sports Complex tomorrow. Quarterback back to throw for Harmon. Fires one over the middle in traffic. It is fiercely picked. And then as a great athlete. athlete will do, Gus. Jesus Rodriguez made the transition from offense to defense and batted the ball out of the hands of a Atchison defender.
Yeah, that time it was Trey Carter who had dropped back into coverage and just couldn't quite haul it in, but a great job by Jesus to knock that ball away. That'll bring up a 4th and 11, and Harmon set to punt again.
And this time he's going to be
8 yards.
Eight yards deep. He backed up a yard. Standing on his own 10-yard line, the snap is back at the ankles, and that kick is again high and wobbly and not particularly deep. It'll take a bit of a Harmon bounce, and Atchison's got to pick it up at the 40-yard line. Going to the right side, is Owens. He'll go to the 30. He's going to score. No one will catch Damian Owens. Punt return for a touchdown. That's a 40-yard score.
That time, Owens picked it up, realizing that he had a wall across the field. If he could get to the far hash, he would be fine, and he did. Great job getting over there, and a great job by his blockers. Having set that up, a 40-yard punt return for a touchdown. And how about this for Atchison? They've got a punt block for a touchdown, a punt return for a touchdown, and a 38-yard scramble by your quarterback.
PAT coming up. Aiden Battle may need a little oxygen bottle down there to give you some air. The kick is on its way. That is just a fabulous kick. Taking a break. 5:06 to go in the opening quarter. It is now Atchison 20, Harmon nothing.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Good to have you back with us here at Amelia Earhart Stadium, where Atchison has exploded to a 20-0 lead with still over 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Phoenix kickoff is a line drive, and he will hit the two, spinning, and spins out the back of the end zone. So, yet another touchback. I could play kick coverage for Atchison. You don't have to worry about tackling anyone.
So, for Harmon, they're going to step out on the field, and how about this? This will be their 4th offensive possession in the first quarter. Atchison's only touched the ball once, but have 20 points.
Matter of fact, 4th possession in less than 7 minutes. Here come the Hawks. Wide to the right side will be Rodriguez. Single receiver also is going to go wide to the left side. QB will hand off and straight ahead into the middle went Stephen Mills, and there were nothing but Atchison jerseys in there. Todd Daniels with another tackle here this evening. Todd, big junior nose guard. Atchison, by the way, in its red jersey with those new white helmets, white pants, gold and white lettering and trim. Clock is rolling as we're approaching 4.5 minutes to go in this opening quarter.
So the quarterback this time, Alejandro Valdez, looks over to the sideline. I don't think he really understood the play or...
Is it like a pitcher?
It really resonated. Yeah, he just kind of threw his hands up and then said, never mind, I got this. And so, see what happens.
Well, they're going to go to an inverted bone now. And the pitch is going to go to a sweet man trying to get outside who will not get to the edge. Stephen Mills tackled by Jake Reband. And a very late penalty at the point of tackle. When you see a flag thrown with that kind of enthusiasm, Gus, you expect that is a penalty of emotion. Having a little powwow back at the 10-yard line, we will
As I was saying, and it was right on the Harmon sideline, so whatever it was, dead ball, unsportsmanlike conduct, Phoenix. That's not a good look. When you're leading like this and your opponent, you've got 20 points, your opponent has not gotten past its own 30-yard line yet. You don't need that. And so you've netted them a first down and their first down of the night. Here comes Harmon. Maybe that's his first down and moving the ball up to the 35-yard line, 34-yard line, maybe a little bit of spark. Make it something going in that offensive engine. We're down just over 4 minutes ago in the opening quarter. Here come the Hawks. Quarterback Valdez steps up behind center, scanning the defense. Motion will come to the right side, and the wide receiver got away just a moment before the snap.
At that time, the wide receiver saw the man go in motion, and I'm guessing it was more of a timing play that when he got to the quarterback that were going to snap the ball, well, the wide receiver just got a little antsy. A 5-yard penalty will back it up. It'll be first and 15. Just under 4 minutes to play here in the first quarter. The clock continues to roll.
I have to always ask you these football mind questions. You say that they will snap the ball when the running back gets behind the quarterback sometimes. How's the center's looking the other way? How does he know when to snap the ball?
Quarterback will raise him.
Is that right?
Yep.
A bump, a signal of some sort. It's going to be a halfback pass that is ill-conceived and a tackle back at the 18-yard line. We're netting a loss of about a dozen yards.
Yeah, that time getting into the backfield, making the hit on the play for Phoenix. It was Jeter Purdy. I keep wanting to call him the son.
All the way back it goes to, where are we at, to 21?
Because look, the Cardinals would still be St. Louis, right?
Yes. Yeah. 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. And the Hawks now a second, and I'm calling that about 23, 24 yards to go. They got to get out to the 44-yard line.
It's about where they were before that penalty.
And we have another motion. Offensive lineman and a receiver, both. Quite simultaneously, the two of them took off, and the other nine remained motionless.
I get it. It's one of those things that you don't like to do, because if an opposing team figures it out, they just start keying on it and teeing off on you. But for Harmon right now, you just got to get back to basics, right? Like, everything needs to be on one right now. Maybe as the game progresses, we can go on two, but just try to get some positive plays to happen.
Quarterback goes right to the right side. It's intercepted. It's going to score. Count it down. 10-5. Touchdown. Atchison. A 20-yard. INT. And return. And score. Count it for Xavier Duncan.
And Duncan did a great job just dropping back into the flats. Realized that the ball was coming his way. Did a great job of jumping it. Taking it back to the house. And quickly as that, Atchison up 26 with 2:40 left in the first quarter.
The precip has dissipated, pretty much stopped. There's no wind. It is pleasantly cool out here. It is an absolutely perfect evening for high school football. Battles PAT is again successful. And again, we're going to take a break. Joseph, you're a good man. 2 minutes and 41 seconds ago in the opening quarter. Phoenix, 27 Hawks, nothing.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Good to have you back with us.
Well, right now, the only question I think in this game is, can Aiden kick out a fifth in a row out the back of the end zone? He will not. He put his toe in and made that short kick, spotted it, bounding it at the 20, and kick coverage will make the stop. Oh, good run across the 25 up to the 27-yard line, and that was plenty of hit up close to the edge.
Yeah, and for Aiden, I think that was one of those things where, again, you were trying to play around, and from once he dropped it right about the, 15, 20-yard line. You'd like to see him drop that between the goal line and the 10, right?
Right, but see, he saw a pocket. There was a, there was a kind of a halo of no players in there, and he just dumped it in.
If you've got some fast athletes on the outside, as long as they don't get blocked, they've got a real good shot of getting down there and making a play on that. By the end of the night, we might have to pop this thing on.
You think? J.C. Harmon Hawks coming out over the football. They got a new wide receiver, I believe, in the game now for Harmon, who will be wide left side. Gabriel Rodriguez is going to come wide right.
So for Harmon, this is going to be their fifth possession in the first quarter.
QB three-step drop. That's a lateral.
That's a ball.
That's a lateral and a live football, and the official is going to call it an incomplete pass because that was 2 yards deep. I am telling you that ball. That's a lie.
And Duncan's over there talking to the official, and he's saying, hey, that should have been in my...
I thought I was going to scoop and score on back-to-back plays, maybe, but it will bring up a second and 10. As a young quarterback, you've got to remember, unless you're intentionally doing that, make sure that receiver is in front of you and not behind you.
But you take that deep three steps so that that ball is forward.
By the way, Gus, the new receiver to the far side is a freshman. That is Edward King. He's 6'3 and 171 pounds. Here's a running play into the middle of the line that is destined for no yardage. It will bring up now a third and 11.
For the Phoenix, in on the stop right there, you're going to have number 54, Ethan Watson, a junior. Plays both offensive line and defensive line. For Harmon, I'm going to utilize those second timeout.
Let's hang on to it. We warned Joseph out now. We got 2 minutes to go before the end of the opening quarter, and time we preview a little bit of tomorrow already, don't you think? Because not only a great football game, but great halftime.
Yeah, so tomorrow we're going to make our way up to, I guess we're going to be Iowa, but I still feel like it's northern Missouri, right? We're four miles in. Ravens going to be at Lamoni, taking on the Yellow Jackets of Graceland, and for Benedictine, trying to keep the train rolling right now after a big win last week against Clark. Got a big game this week, and can't look forward to next Saturday back at Wilcox Stadium.
No. Right now, for the Ravens, it is strictly business. It's some of these old, tired, worn coaches' cliches. We're taking them one game at a time. You know, we got to respect each new opponent. You know, you've heard them all, but they're all true. They're all absolutely accurate. And for Benedictine, they cannot look at the fact that they won last week 68-0 and the Grayson lost 44-0. They must realize, hey, we're up against a new opponent. We gotta go in there and take care of business, and then we'll deal with Central Methodist in a week. After their second timeout of the opening quarter, here comes Harmon looking at a third and about a dozen near their own 25-yard line. QB is back, rolling left. Being chased by a trio of defenders, he's going to be hit and down, losing a couple of more yards. Jake Reband and Jaden Carter, freshman linebacker for Atchison, makes the stop. And we go inside 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Now, the officials are going to stop the clock for a moment as we have a Hawk player again, a little slow, not coming to his feet out there. And we were also beginning to mention, and we will talk about this a couple of more times, but we have a great halftime tomorrow. Gus, number 7 in your program.
And I was trying to think back earlier today about, okay, there are certain players, when you think of a number, that's who you think of.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you think of 1, 17. You think of Guido. You think of 17, you think of Simonich.
You think of 22, it's Chris.
I see a lot of basketball players when I think of that number, right? Like, 10 is a Rochester or whatever. But when you think of 7, think Schrick.
Yes, you have to. Fifth leading all-time tackler. He's going to be, in Raven history, he's going to be our halftime guest. Here's a punt on fourth down. it will land at the 35, take a huge Harmon bounce, and be dead at the 42-yard line. This will be the worst field position, I think, of the evening for the Phoenix. They will begin their second possession of the game with a minute 36 to go in the opening quarter. That is not uncommon, right? Your second possession, minute and a half to go in the opening quarter, that happens a lot. But seldom does it happen, and you be ahead 27-0.
After one quarter, so see, we're a little behind, but over at Guy Galley Field at the end of a quarter, Moore Hill Mount Academy trails Republic County 16-8.
A little offense going on over there. Here's a handoff, delay handoff into the right side of the line. Great defensive play over there, and then breaking tackles at the 40, 35, breaking tackles all the way to the 30-yard line. Initially, the running back was tangled up and I thought was going to be dropped for a short loss around the 45-yard line, but powerful running by Jesse Greenlee, because he turned a 3-yard loss into an 8-yard gain.
Well, Jesse Greenlee, like a lot of running backs, wants you to hit him high, and that time they were trying to wrap him up around the top, but those big powerful legs able to push through a couple would-be tacklers and pick up yardage all the way down to the 30-yard line, where it will be first and 10 for the Phoenix offense.
Atchison quarterback Trey Carter, running back behind him, running back beside him, will hand off to Jesse. Bounces right, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, still on his feet, leaning, lunging, twisting, first and goal at the 6. Another huge run, Jesse Greenlee. And in the course of two plays, Atchison has picked up 35 yards.
So for Atchison, slow it down a little bit. This could be the final play of the first quarter.
It potentially. The turn, the handoff, straight ahead. No, quarterback is going to boot. He'll go right and be slung down inside the 5 and down at the 3-yard line. Goes Trey Carter. And will Atchison allow the time to elapse? We're at 23 seconds left in the first. Phoenix huddling it up around the 10. And they're looking to get another play off in this quarter. Receiver wide to the right side. That looks like Jared Parsons over there. And now Atchison will go offside. So with 5 seconds to go,
No. They
will jump.
No?
Harmon
is going to use the third and final timeout of the first half.
Okay.
So, let's keep it here, Joseph.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Joseph, we're not going anywhere.
We're not
going
to send it back for the 5 seconds. So, for Harmon, I think right now you just want to get your defense correct, make sure you have enough players on the field. And for Atchison, Coach Smith, you know, he's a kind guy. He would prefer that the officials don't have to walk the ball 97 yards down the field to re-spot this thing for the start of the second quarter. So, Atchison, looking to get back into the end zone one more time here in the first quarter.
It's going to be hard for this play to take 5 seconds. I'm just saying, you're at the 3. You take the snap and hand off and go straight ahead. This play will be concluded in less than 5 seconds.
Huh?
If you get to the end zone stopping the clock. Unless he gets tackled at the 2 and then the quarter will expire. Here comes Atchison. Again, they are second and goal, 3 yards out. The handoff to the running back. He walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Phoenix.
You're right. It took 2.3 seconds.
Yes.
Yeah. So, well, I guess 3.3 because we were at 5.7. So, now down to 2.4 seconds left. Atchison gets into the end zone on a 3-yard Jesse Greenlee touchdown run. And now Aiden Battle comes back out to kick the PAT.
So for Aiden, this is a lot of points in the opening quarter.
This is why kickers are, you know, among the top scorers in the country at the end of the year.
PAT is through there. And, Joseph, again, we're going to hang on to it right here because with 2 seconds left in the opening quarter, we're not looking to fatigue you too much. We're hoping to have you follow up a lot of Raven scores tomorrow. So we're going to want you in prime shape. 34-0, Atchison in front. in this KCAL contest. Is that a button that can be worn out? Because Joseph might have to replace it tonight. That way it's fresh for tomorrow.
I'm not sure if you can totally wear it out, but you can certainly rub the numbers off the top of it.
So, for Harmon, it's been a little rough going in the first half, right? Like, or the first quarter. Just trying to get everything on the right page. This is going to be their sixth possession of the game. And honestly, I think you continue to just kind of simplify the offense. That way, you get good things to start to happen for the Hawks. For Atchison, it's going to be Aiden Battle out there set to kick this thing away. And again, the kick returners have kind of basically camped out at the 17, and they say if it goes over my head, well, it's going to go to the end zone.
Mills and Rodriguez are the guys back deep. Let's see what Aiden's got up his sleeve for this kickoff. He will advance and puts a toe right down the middle, and it is going to be taken at the 15. Up to the 20, hit and dropped immediately. A straight-ahead run by Stephen Mills, and a return of about 12 yards. It'll be first and 10 at the 25-yard line, and Stephen Mills is a little wobbly after that collision. We will see how he is and be back to bring you the second quarter of tonight's game. But right now, we got a timeout on the field. The end of one at Atchison, Kansas. The Atchison Phoenix, 34. J.C. Harmon, nothing.
This flu season, drive-through flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now. Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carry-out service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, protein bowls, and amazing salads at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Good to have you back here in Atchison, Kansas. First play of the second quarter has just occurred. And Gus, with that opening play, I am completely hats off to new head coach Alvis Coy. He has revamped the offense. He has removed Alejandro Valdez at quarterback. And instead, he has inserted 6'3" Edward King at the Wildcat. And so they have changed it. Now King is going to look to throw. Doesn't. Pulls it down. Rolls right. Has defenders in front of him. And picks up about 8 yards. It's a 3rd and 1 for Harmon.
So usually if you're going to see an offensive change, you're going to see it happen in the locker room at halftime. Instead, we've seen this offensive change happen at the end of the quarter, right?
Absolutely.
And so for Coach, hats off to him, right? Like, find your athletes, get the ball in their hands. And I think, you know, anytime you talk to Coach Osborne, he kind of says the same thing, that they like to get the ball to their best athletes and especially get them out there in space and let them do their thing. And right now you're starting to see that from Harmon early on here in the second quarter.
Get it to the hands of the playmakers. He's back to throw. Looking deep. Penalty markers down. He's got a receiver. It's caught, but they're going to bring this thing back. That was a well-executed play that is going to be nullified because of a penalty. That's unfortunate for Harmon. They're going to go back to that well.
Yeah, procedural penalty against Harmon will back him up. And instead of looking at a 3rd and 2, they're going to be backed up looking at a 3rd and 7. Officials going to spot this thing down inside the 30, down to the 29-yard line. But, yeah, it was a great play design. They ran a post route. Their wide receiver did a good job of getting inside the cornerback. And, yeah, that's something you're going to see him come back to.
Phoenix making a couple of defensive substitutions on this 3rd down call. And, again, King is back to throw. In trouble, just goes straight ahead, and
He'll get back to the line of scrimmage, and they will blow the play dead at the 30-yard line. So when is Denny picked up a yard or so?
Todd Daniels in on the stop right there for the Phoenix. That'll bring up now a 4th and 6 for Harmon, and oh, sure, I wouldn't be shocked if they left the offense out on the field right now, but it does look like they're going to bring the punter in.
They, I think, are, as you indicated, going to kick it away. It's going to be Carlos Campa back there to do the kicking, and again, he is very close to the center. Snap is back, he picks it, drops it, picks it up, gets a kick away. Might be his best kick of the day.
I was just going to say the same exact
about
thing.
20 yards downfield.
Yeah. So the ball is going to, the officials spot this thing down around the, well, they're going to spot it all the way down to the 46. So not a bad punt right there for Harmon. And for Atchison, it's going to be their third possession of the night.
9 minutes and 42 seconds ago in the opening half. Phoenix leading it here 34-0 on homecoming 2021.
Okay, so if you're Harmon, and I think they'll really get into this at halftime, continue doing what you're doing on offense as far as get your playmakers the ball. And I also think in the second half you're going to look to keep the ball in bounds.
Trey Carter's going to take the snap, runs to the right side, picks up a block, gets to the edge of the 40, cuts inside to the 35, and will be ridden down at the 30-yard line. That's going to be the gain of about 15, 16 yards for Atchison's quarterback, Trey Carter.
Willie Hill in on the stop right there for Harmon. Willie, a freshman for the Hawks, makes the stop on the play. 9:20 left here in the first half.
Sean Knoll to the right side, and Jesse Greenlee behind him. The handoff's Jesse. Look at him go. He's at the 30, 25, drags the defender all the way down to the 20-yard line. Here's the thing. Jesse Greenlee is big. He's strong. Because he gets a head of steam like that running down, you are really going to have a job getting him on the ground.
Yeah, the problem is, exactly, once he gets downhill, he is just a load to try to tackle, so you're going to have to try to hit him lower, and if you do that, he's going to probably run over you.
Carter will keep it himself, cuts to the outside. Now we'll make a late pitch at the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Atchison! At 8:42 to go in the half. It is now Phoenix 40 and Harmon nothing, PAT yet to come.
Jesse Carter with his second rushing touchdown of, or excuse me, Jesse Greenlee, Jesse Carter.
That's a number 7. Wasn't it?
No, Jesse's 30.
Was he?
Nope.
Okay.
Jesse Thomas was 7.
There you go. That's what I'm thinking, Jesse Thomas. All right, here we go for Hayden's PAT. And as per usual, it is good. Joseph, we're going to impose on you. Taking a break, 8:42 to go, opening half. Amelia Earhart Stadium finds the Phoenix leading the Hawks 41-0.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig products. Start with our Show Pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig Finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your Show Pigs. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your Show Pig needs.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With 3 tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Harmon is set to receive the kick. They've had a lot of practice at this so far tonight. And Hayden, in over in, it'll be short, taken by an up man at the 20-yard line, and he will down it, taking a knee at the 20-yard line. I guess there's a new rule. Is it a play in high school, too, for the fair catch on the kickoff like that? Could he have fair caught it and taken it to the 35?
That's a good question. I mean, I knew in college, yes, but I'm not sure how the high school game approached it. So for Willie Hill, a little surprising to see, especially a young guy. Every time a young guy or an up-back gets the ball, they want to take off and show coach, hey, look, I can do this. But the ball will be downed inside the 20. They're going to mark this down at the 19, and that's where Harmon will start this possession.
Atchison has 12 guys. Okay, they're going to run one off late. It's amazing that you don't have to count. You can just kind of scan out there, and you know if it's the wrong number somehow. I mean, you just kind of develop that sense sometimes.
It's not like Sheldon where prime numbers are red or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And 73 is the perfect number. Quarterback is back and throws one over the middle. It's going to be caught. 25, 27, 28. He's within a yard of a first down. A nice 9-yard completion.
Yeah, nice little comeback route right there for Harmon. And over there to make the reception, Ethan Orndorff. Orndorff with the reception, and they're going to give him, how about that? They're going to give him a first down. So forward progress will net Harmon a first down, and it will be first and 10 at the 29-yard line.
Update.
Yeah, from Guy Galley Field, Moore Hill Mount Academy on a 40-yard touchdown strike, and the two-point is good. We're all tied at 16 over at Guy Galley Field.
Quarterback is back, throws one to his running back in the backfield. He juggles it, drops it, and it is that a live ball?
It's, oh, yeah.
Is that
not
one of those laterals?
And Atchison's going to come up with the football. So a turnover by Harmon, recovered by Atchison, and on the recovery, it's going to be, who was that over there? Looks like Jaden Carter, the freshman. Going to come over the football.
Now, that is the second time that I can tell you that a pass from the quarterback has been thrown in. It was a lateral. The first time they didn't blow it that way. The second time they did. And is that an intentional lateral, or is that just a matter of the quarterback has not quite dropped back far enough or didn't wait for the receiver to get farther downfield?
Yeah, I would say
is that a technical thing?
I would say it's just more of a technical thing because it didn't look like they had a double play on. And the only time you'd really throw that backwards is if you were going to throw it again.
The old skip pass.
Jeez.
If I never see that again, it'll be too soon. 7:49 to go in the half. Snap back, handoff straight ahead. Look at him go. 25-20 down to the 10. Dragon tacklers to the 5. It is first and goal on the wheels of Jesse Greenlee.
Jesse on the carry to stop over there. It would be number 74 who doesn't appear in our program for Harmon. That'll be a first down for Atchison and first and goal at the 4.
They're not yet halfway through the second quarter. The question for Atchison really right now is who's going to carry it in? Is it going to be Sean, Trey, Jesse? First and goal inside the 5-yard line. QB, wait, we've blown it dead. Starts to make a little handoff after a sidestep. And false start. So Atchison will cost themselves 5 yards. They'll come back to the 9. The breeze has kicked up a little bit, hasn't it? Boy, guys, it'd be a real mistake if a guy showed up here tonight in short sleeves without a jacket. You know? I think that would be rough.
It's still September.
It is. Here we go. It is now first and goal, Atchison at the 9. They'll change the formation a little bit. And here's a jet sweep to the left side. They'll hand it up to the back and goes into the end zone. This time, racing around the outside for Atchison is Sean Knoll. So Sean is the guy who carries it in. 47-0 Atchison. 6:59 to go in the half. Going down one knee to hold it. Atchison getting ready for the PAT, and Aiden will get it just inside the left upright. He kind of flirted with it over there, but the hold by Jeter, and we've got a timeout. 6:59 to go, still in the opening half. It's all Phoenix. Atchison up 48-0.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Here comes the Atchison kick. Aiden Battle advancing on the ball will be booting into the wind. And now the officials are going to stop play. Looking across the way at the coach over there. There we go. We had a little numerical issue. They let him line that up. Sounds good now. Got 11 out there. Ready to roll. Here's another kick. This is high, and again, he's going to spot it. It'll be taken over the shoulder and then dropped. Picked up at the 22. Getting around the right edge and pushed out of bounds along the far sideline, just shy of the 30-yard line. Good field position for Harmon to begin this possession. How many possessions do they have now? Is this like eight?
This is number eight. So, possession number eight right now for Harmon.
The Hawks will come out of the football. For Harmon, you also must understand that not only do they have a staff change at the head coaching spot over the course of the week, but they've only had one game under their belts coming into this tonight. As you know, they've had some health issues, and they've got them behind them now, and they're getting that ship righted, looking to move forward with the season. Hawks will take the snap. QB rolling, going downfield. What a strong arm, and just overthrown a receiver who I think, Svante Hughes may have slowed up a little bit. I am impressed with that arm out there. And Edward King at 6'3". When you got a tall guy, you got a lot of leverage, and you could flip that thing down the field pretty good.
Number one.
And so he did just that. It goes incomplete, but once again, I suspect we will see that revisited. From the pistol, with running back Stephen Mills on his right hand, King will take the snap. Looks right, throws right, downfield, into a little traffic, and it is going to be broken up and incomplete. That was down at the Atchison 40-yard line. So that ball was thrown 10, 20, 30. That ball was 40 yards in the air. I know. You got a problem with that? I noticed that on the kickoff. Just keep smiling here. 48-0. Atchison. And I think they're listening to you a little bit, Gus, as the Hawks are also taking a very, very good amount of time between plays. Here's a sweep to the right side that is going to be diagnosed well by the Atchison defense. Tackle for no gain. Harmon looking now 4th and 10.
Are you surprised Sabatha and Holton are already at halftime?
That's because there has been two passes combined thrown, probably. And
if something went wrong.
Yeah, and no scoring probably. What is the score?
Yeah, I mean, not much to speak of. 14-9.
Okay.
Yeah,
nine.
I was wondering if you caught that.
What in the world? With those teams, it went a field goal. That was a safety touchdown. Fourth down. Hunter is still about 7 yards back, and this kick just gets over the helmet of his center.
Another
take the Harmon roll, and now running back going to pick it up at the 38. Running right to the 40. 5:50. 40. Look out. 35. cutting back to the middle at the 30. Bounces outside of the 20. 15, 10 into the 5. Touchdown, Phoenix! What a play! A 62-yard kick return. And he slow played that around to the edge and allowed that wall of blockers to develop. And that was Lance Norris, the freshman.
Yeah, so he went back and wasn't sure if he was going to pick it up. Wasn't sure. And by the time he picked it up, everyone was pretty close to him. He was able to get to the edge, take it all the way to the house. A nice return for the freshman.
Another PAT coming here. It's good. Timeout, Joseph. Help us out. 240, let's call it 240 to go in the half. Atchison 55, Harmon scoreless.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn at Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition.
Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Aiden getting ready to kick this thing away again. Atchison fan, they'll be performing at halftime. Here's the kick. Hit over in and bounces at the 20. It's on the ground, rolling around, and Harmon will cover it up at the 22. So it will be Hawk football for likely the final possession of the opening half here. 55-0 AHS with the lead. And for Harmon, you're trying to pick up a play, get to the locker room, right?
If you're Harmon, you're on one play right here, get to the break.
Yeah. Yeah. You might even go to the diamond right here. Receivers to the right and to the left. Edward King stays in at the QB. Everybody, guy's in tight. He's backpedaling at the snap. The ball lies on the ground. He'll pick it up, and we've come to halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you from Atchison, Kansas. Phoenix, 55, Hawks nothing.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Online at mscsports.net. The Amberwell Health Halftime Show begins right after these messages. Amberwell Health, connecting our communities and our care with locations in Atchison, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth.
This flu season, drive-through flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Oh, Welcome back to Amelia Earhart Stadium, Atchison, Kansas. We're at halftime of homecoming 2021 for the Phoenix, and Atchison leads Herman 55-0. Gus, we've only got 20 minutes before the second half begins. Can you go through all the scoring? Is there enough? Can you get it worked in?
John, just hold on, and Joseph, I apologize if we just take this right into the second half. You know, for Harmon, they had 8 offensive possessions in the first half. For Atchison, they had 4. On Atchison's 4 offensive possessions, turned into 4 touchdowns. For Harmon, of their 8, 3 of them turned into Atchison touchdowns. It all started with a 15-yard punt block for a touchdown by Big Todd Daniels. The 2-point conversion was no good. Atchison, a 38-yard touchdown run by Trey Carter. A 40-yard punt return by Damian Owens. You had a 62-yard punt return by Damian Owens. Jesse Cranley got in the end zone twice on runs of 21 and 2 yards, respectively. A 30-yard interception return by Xavier Duncan and Sean Knoll on a 4-yard touchdown run. And maybe one of the busiest players out there on the field tonight has been Aiden Battle.
That poor guy's been busy, and he's been outstanding, as he always is, you know, not only with the great kickoffs, but the PATs, and he has been remarkable.
If you got a $5 bill, I can tell you who's going to win tonight. Your royalty?
Harmon.
No, your royalty?
Oh, yeah?
I already know the answer.
Did you take a peek at the envelope?
Or the problem?
Yeah, I saw you holding that up to the light.
I was going to say, the problem is you misplace it, somebody will get their hands on it, and yes. For Harmon, you know, a lot of things kind of have gone south in the first half, but they have started to figure some things out as the half has progressed, and right now they're starting to figure out, get the ball into the hands of your playmakers, and that's what they're doing so far.
No question, but that's the right thing to do. I mean, but the first step of that, got to figure out who your playmaker is.
Yep.
And they're working through that. It is growing pains. It's baby steps. They're going to get there. They're going to be fine. We're going to take a break. We're going to be fine. It's halftime here in Atchison. We'll be back to bring you the second half, but right now, with our intermission score, Phoenix 55, Harmon nothing. We're kicking it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Atchison High, Phoenix versus Harmon. The game will continue in about 14 minutes or so. Coming up on the Care Country Sports Calendar, we've got tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m., Benedictin College Ravens on the road taking on Graceland. Tom and Gus Kautz will have the call from Lamoni, Iowa. Tune in right about 12:30 to make sure that you get all of that pregame show. Coming up next week, Thursday night, Sports Look coming to you from the Care Country Studios, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report on Thursday nights, right about 5:15. next Friday night on the schedule on the 1st of October, we've got ACCHS versus Mar Hill Mount Academy. Then, next Saturday on the 2nd, we'll have Benedictine versus Culver. That's an Atchison game. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The Fall Blizzard Menu is here at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. The fall menu includes sea salt toffee fudge, Reese's Pieces cookie dough, Oreo mocha fudge, Choco dipped brownie, and the Royal Ultimate Choco Brownie. And the featured September Blizzard of the Month is both the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard and the Pecan Pie Blizzard. It's all at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
It's back to school and also to the seasonal routines filled with school time errands and activities. Hi, this is Dr. Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison and also a part-time college educator. As we get busier, Union State Bank makes keeping up with banking convenient and easy. With mobile banking, you can bank wherever you are, and you can pay bills and make transfers online and much more. With text alerts and our new budget bubbles, you'll stay right on track with Union State Bank no matter how busy life gets. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some scores for you. At the half, it is Holton 14, Sabetha 9. The last score in the Valley Falls Maranatha game was Valley Falls 6, Maranatha 0. At the half, it's Axtell trailing Hanover by 2 points. Hanover's leading 8-6. At the half, it's Washington County over Donovan West at Washington County 14, Donovan West 8. The latest score that I had for the Centralia game, it was Centralia leading 21-8. In the latest score that I have for the Mar Hill Mount Academy Republic County game, it was all tied up at 16 points. Taking a look on a little bit further afield, this score is a little bit older. It was at the end of the first half. I had Nemaha Central Thunder 6, Atchison County Community High School Tigers 0. Frankfurt was leading Blue Valley 35-8, and it was Jeff West 14-6. I'll be updating the scores as best as I can as more teams come to halftime and post them.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets, whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with. Give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine college sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
This flu season, drive-thru flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
I've picked up a couple of other scores. We had Pleasant Ridge 14, Mission Valley 8. It was Jackson Heights and Wabunsee tied at 8 at the half. Those are the only confirmed other new halftime scores that I've got for you. We're going to take a real quick break and then a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, protein bowls, and amazing salads at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 49. Northwesterly winds at around 5 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 79. Tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. Clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 57. Dry with temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the upper 80s to the low 90s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7, taking a look at our 5-in-1 weather station up in the north end of Atchison. We're sitting at 62.6 degrees Fahrenheit. The barometric pressure is steady at 29.04 inches. Relative humidity 77%. The winds at about 7 feet off the ground are at about 3 miles per hour. The dew point is 55 degrees Fahrenheit, and the feels like temperature is 63 degrees out there. Taking a look at the weather radar, the WeatherTap radar is showing a little bit of light rain in the area. Taking a look outside, it appeared to be misting ever so lightly as my windshield was wet. We'll be back in just a couple of moments with a quick roundup of the scores.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Taking a look around the area, I've got a couple more scores just added. We've got Rock Creek at 28, Hiawatha 0 at the half. It's JCN 38, Horton 3 at the half. Jackson Heights and Wabunsee were 8-8 at the half. It was Pleasant Ridge 14 over Mission Valley 8. The latest halftime score that I had for Marhill Mount Academy was 16-all. The Atchison High KC Harmon score, of course, is 55-0 in favor of the Phoenix. Centralia was leading Valley Heights 21-8. At the half, it was 14-8 in Washington County's favor over Donovan West. It was Axtell leading Hanover at last check. Hanover leading Axtell with Hanover at 8 points, Axtell 6. And at the half, it was Holton 14, Sabetha 9.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
That wraps up the Amberwell Health Halftime Show. Amberwell Health, connecting our communities and our care with locations in Atchison, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Stay tuned for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Boosters.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
We now return to the field for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week on CARE 93.7 and online at mscsports.net under the Listen Live tab.
And with that, we welcome you back once again to Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, where we're approaching the onset of the second half, the homestanding and homecoming. Atchison Phoenix in front here, 55-0. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer engineer in the studio. Gus Gouts up in here, Tom Gouts, and Gus, 63 degrees here.
Told you not to leave your phone unattended, and so they just, you know, plugged it in and just, you know, hit shuffle on your playlist with Queen in the background, right?
Got Freddie Mercury singing to the crowd. They've had the Atchison High School Marching Band performing here. Also at halftime, all 32 members in full band uniform, and it's cool enough to be able to get away with that and not get overheated. Crowned the king and queen in front of a very receptive crowd here today. And with that all said, we're approaching the onset of the second half. Both teams are in their respective end zones going through little warm-up drills and get ready to go to the second half. Also, a lot of scores from around the area and around the state of Kansas, for that matter, that we can be sharing with you. And what was the one from across town? Do you remember right off the top?
Yeah, well, went to the half, 22-16.
Okay.
Republic County with the lead there. Sorry, I knew that was a little open-ended.
That all said, other games at halftime of teams with whom we will be familiar around here. Rossville leading McLeod at halftime 52-0, a very similar game to what we are taking in here tonight.
Anything from that Silver Lake Oskaloosa game is the other one.
By the way, Wamego leads Kansas City Washington at halftime 35-0. You've got Lawrence High trailing Mill Valley 14-0 at halftime. Jackson Heights and Wabunsee, tremendous game at halftime, deadlocked at 8. Pleasant Ridge leads Mission Valley 14-8. How good is that? Pleasant Ridge, we saw them a week ago playing very well. They continue to play well. Centralia is in front of Valley Heights, 21-8 at intermission. Cimarron leading Southwest Heights, 24-0. Who else you got out there?
Look at that Junction City Washburn game, 7-3 at the break.
Whoop, whoop, Washburn Rural out there. Oh, what did I just do?
You're right.
There we go. So we'll roll up as the other halftime scores. Free State leads Gardner Edgerton 14-10. Abilene and Christ Prep are scoreless at halftime. That's what I'm talking about. That would be correct. At halftime in Seneca, how about this? Nemaha Central 6, ACCHS nothing, an intermission score. So that is a great game going on. Dodge City trails Bishop Carroll 21-7. And a battle between the Saints and the Demons.
Maybe it's to touch up the water tower.
So, Holton leads Sabetha. This is a very, very big seven-like score between two big seven opponents. 14-9, Wildcats leading the Blue Jays at halftime.
How about Highland Park holding in with Emporia in the second quarter of that ball game? Emporia 13, Highland Park 2. So,
two. Always an interesting score when somebody comes up with a deuce. So that's it. Teams are coming over to their respective sidelines. We're about ready to get underway with the second half of our game here this evening.
Can I tell you, I really enjoy this, being lit up back here.
The baseball field lights on? Yeah. It serves many purposes by leaving those lights on back there.
I wish I had the automatic start on my car from here. I got a good eye line to
Can
it.
You see it?
So for Atchison, coming out in the first half, we talked about it. 4 touchdowns on 4 possessions. For Harmon, they had 8 possessions and still looking to get into the end zone, but felt like they did a lot of things in the first half and started to improve with some things. And so for Harmon, it'll be interesting to see how they approach the second half.
By the way, teams of interest to you, Manhattan is leading Topeka High at halftime, 22-0. Rock Creek is shutting out Hiawatha 28-0 at intermission. We mentioned that Republic County leads MHMA 22-16 at the break. Leavenworth and Blue Valley Southwest tied at 14.
So you talk about that Morehillmount Academy trail in Republic County. This time of year, and we talked about it at length on Sportsbook the other night, not if you lose, it's okay to lose, just lose close, right? So for ACCHS, also kind of in the same boat as they're up in Seneca, taking on the Thunder, right?
Yeah.
I wanted to call it the Storm, and I knew that was wrong.
Now, I'm looking out here in the field, and I'm trying to remember, have we seen this tonight? We've seen a lot of things tonight, but have we seen this?
Nope.
A kickoff by
Harmon.
Nope. And now the official is helping. He's telling those guys, you can't be on the 40. You got to go back to the 35. So he took the kick coverage, guys. It's a learning process here, okay? The advance on the ball, and there's the kick. Second half is underway. It'll bounce at the 10.
Oh, wow.
And it'll die at the 2. They had to go back and pick the thing up and downed it at the 10-yard line. How about that?
That was a great kick, right? I mean, that thing shot over the first set of return men, landed, and then just died at the 2. So the returner able to bring it all the way back out to the 10. Atchison will start it there.
So, see what the Phoenix will purchase. Getting so much wind noise.
Why couldn't we have got this at some of our games earlier this year, right? Oskaloosa, Iowa would have been a good place for the wind to come through. Peru a couple weeks ago. No, we can't buy any of those breezes.
It has gotten a little bit windier here. Again, the precipitation that was starting, you know, it was what's going on at the onset of the ball game has pretty much gone away now, and we're down to almost 60 degrees. It is brisk here this evening.
Silver Lake leads Oskaloosa 41-0 in the third quarter.
Carmen running in an 11th player. Atchison will sweep to the right side to the 10. Pendley Marker is going to all come back. So he can run all night, but this is going to go back the other way. Good effort by Sean Noel, but as he got to the edge, there's a flag down.
So a hold against Atchison. This thing going to be thrown at the 9. It'll be half the distance to the goal. You're going to break them somewhere, you know, just inside the 5. With 10.5 minutes left here in the third quarter.
The homecoming crowd hanging around here, having an enjoyable time. Had the dance team performing at halftime, the marching band at halftime, and then, of course, the introductions of the court, and then crowning of homecoming king and queen at halftime here tonight. Little misdirection play. The ball is still in the end zone, and now they'll get it out, bring it out to about the 8-yard line again in the hands of Sean Noel. For Atchison, it will bring up a third and long. Redmond in their red jerseys, white helmet, white pants, gold and white lettering and trim for the Phoenix. And here's a snap straight back. Trey will take it, keep it himself to the 25, 30, 5, down at the 38, 39-yard line. He will be tackled from behind. Good coverage coming up the field for Herman by Wadig Ramos. He's a 5'8", 172-pound sophomore linebacker for the Hawks in Atchison. Right back up over the football with that first down at their own 38-yard line. Trey Carter hands off right side, hits their foot race, 50, 45, 40. The ball is loose on the ground and going back, picking it up, and then running it back downfield a little further, Jesse Greenlee. Had his arm pulled back, the ball popped out. Jesse turned around, picked the ball back up, and turned back downfield again because he had not put a knee on the ground. This thing is going to be spotted at the around the 32-yard line, and we have another Harmon player who's a little shaken up around midfield out here. For Benedict and DeMarro Gus, a short road trip. Raven fans who are looking to go, you know, to see a roadie. You know, the Bruce Jenner Sports Complex is a nice place to go.
And one of the easiest trips, right?
Absolutely.
Like 36 to 35. And don't believe the signs as soon as you cross the Iowa border. Don't take exit 1.
Do not take the Lamoni exit.
Yeah, take the second exit that's actually in Lamoni.
It's the Davis exit, which is number 4. And turn into town, and right there, you can't miss it. So for Benedictine, chance to get on a little bit of a run right here and build some steam up as the season really, really gets to the middle part.
Yeah, so the Ravens are going to be at Graceland tomorrow. Then next Saturday afternoon, we'll be back at Wilcox Stadium as Benedictine will host Culver Stockton to kind of tie a bow on the North Division this year.
Did you know, I heard an interview once. They talked to the writer of the song, There Is No Such Thing as South Detroit, but it sounded good.
Yeah.
Journey. Didn't know, never been to Detroit. Couldn't say. I'm taking his word for that. All right, the young athlete for
Detroit's probably not on my bucket list.
Not?
Yeah.
Cut off the far side, the young athlete for Harmon High School under his own power. And we are set to get back to play. Atchison, motion to the left side, and there's a handoff, get to the edge, hit, spun down, now keeping his feet, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10 foot racing, will be pulled down at the 7-yard line. That was a splendid run for Atchison, and was that Damon?
Yeah, Damian Owens on the run right there for the Phoenix.
Atchison has done a good job of keeping their feet, running hard, not just being taken down by that initial contact. Coach is going to be very pleased with that. He's going to be pleased with the score, of course, but he's going to be pleased I think also it's just some of the things the guys have done. Now, Harmon, not certain how many players they have, and if there's not enough, there's going to be an offside that he's trying to run in.
Yeah, Harmon brought a player out late, and they really weren't sure who they were going to send in. When that player finally got the nod to get into the ball game, well, it was going to be offside. So the five-yard penalty is really more of a half-the-distance penalty. It'll mark it down inside the five. They're going to mark it down at the four, where it will be first and goal for the Phoenix.
Trey Carter at the QB slot. Well, handoff, straight ahead run, and leaping into the end zone. Touchdown, Jesse Greenlee. And the Phoenix extend their lead 61-0.
For Jesse Greenlee, it's going to be his third rushing touchdown of the evening. He's got a 2-yarder, a 21, and now a 4-yard touchdown. And call that the 7:15 mark of the third quarter.
I'm going to go with 7:11 or 7:14.
7:14,
you know, the home run number. And the badge number of Sergeant Joe Friday. The PAT. Got it. Taking a break. 6:45 to go in the game. Phoenix 62, Hawks nothing.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
As we return, the Phoenix getting set to kick away, leading it here 62-0. And it'll be Aiden Battle. Got a new kick coverage unit out on the field with him.
Guy closest to him, Landon Bell, a freshman.
Here's the boot, and it is going to bound at the 25. Take it out of the hop, picked up at the 20. Edge to the right side, 5, 30. Up the middle, running over a tackler. Across the 35, up to the 38, 39-yard line. Nice return for J.C. Harmon High School, and here comes the Hawk offense.
Deacon Stout in on the stop right there, along with the freshman Miles Greenlee for the Phoenix of Atchison.
Hey, I've only had one bobble tonight. I'm just telling you. For me, that's quite an improvement,
right?
That's a pretty doggone good improvement. I'm satisfied with the level of achievement here. Harmon, again, in the Northwestern purple with white. That's a good-looking uniform. I like the shoulder hashes with the number in the hash. Very nice. Almost like a number on a shoulder on a football jersey, you know? Sometimes in a scrum or on the ground, it's hard to pick out a number on the front or back, but you can a lot of times see that shoulder. QB's back to throw. Lobs one. Near side. Got his man. Caught across the 50 and then dropped.
That time the pass was completed for a moment. Then it was Ace Meek, a freshman defensive back, able to come over and jar the football loose. Incomplete pass will bring up now a 2nd and 10 for the Hawks.
Okay, you were talking earlier a little coach speak. You were talking about how what you want to do is find your playmakers, put the ball in their hands. So coach has made another halftime adjustment. And he has switched back and put Alejandro Valdez at quarterback, but he's throwing now to Edward King. So again, you get that big 6'3" guy there. You got to find where you can use Edward, because Edward is a difference maker. quarterback under center for the first time tonight. Will keep it, run to the right side, and be pushed out of bounds across the 45-yard line. Give him 7 on that sweep right.
And give that tackle to Miles Greenlee. So Miles Greenlee, we talked about him a moment ago, a freshman for Atchison, able to make the stop on the play, just under 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. It's going to be 3rd and 3 now for the Hawks.
So, again, you're finding the guys who can do things, allowing them to do those things, and in the process, your team just becomes better.
Holt now opening it up a little bit against Sabetha, leading in the third quarter, 28-9.
Jesus Rodriguez is wide to the right side. QB is back. Little play action. Lobs one. Left side. He wants Edward. He'll make the catch this time. And hold on. He's inside the Atchison at 35-yard line where a duo of defenders bring him to the ground. That was a big gain. The best offensive play of the night by Harmon. And now their best field position of the day.
Riley Fitzpatrick able to come over and make the stop right there for Atchison, but a great job for Harmon. Again, we talked about it. Edward King is the difference maker for the Hawks, so you got to find a way to get the ball to him. That time, run him on a little bit of a 9 route, and he was able to get under the football and make a catch.
And again, Gus, we've seen this all year at every level. If you got a 6'3" receiver and you got a 5'8" or 9" defender, there's one thing to do. You lob that ball up there. Let him go get it. Here's a pitch down to the running back, Stephen Mills, who had to hesitate in the backfield. And as he goes to the ground, so does a marker.
Yeah, a marker going to come in a little late right here. And believe we're going to have maybe a block in the back against Harmon over here. Holding against Harmon. So they're going to say it happened in the backfield. Back them up from there. You're going to probably look at a 1st and 22.
We got time for another play, possibly 2 more plays here in this third quarter as we're in the last minute now. We'll continue to keep you up to speed as scores begin to work their way into tonight. Here's a pass right flat. It's going to be caught. 35-30. Breaking a tackle. 25 and down to the 21-yard line. A little slant to the right side, and Harmon will again move the sticks.
Isaac, the freshman, for Atchison over there to make the stop on the play, and for Harmon. Have a little something going on this drive right here in the third quarter, and probably got about 1 more play before they run out of time here.
Again, they'll run a man over to the right side, and run a man wide to the left. Quarterback turns around, talks to his running back, Stephen Mills, a little bit. And then Valdez comes back up under the center. Back to throw. Looking for Mills, and Mills wasn't looking for him. It's going to go incomplete. We're at the end of 3. Timeout on the field. 3 quarters in the book. Atchison 62, Harmon nothing.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Kansas.
Good to have you with us here. We're in Atchison, Kansas, Amelia Earhart Stadium. Going to the fourth quarter of this KCAL ball game, and the homestanding Phoenix in front, 62-0. Harmon, snap, pitch back now as they're going to bring Edward into the backfield, and that didn't work quite so well. May have lost a yard, possibly even 2. Let's call it a 2nd and 11. What do you say?
Yeah, again, it was one of those plays that we've talked about from Harmon tonight where they turn around and toss the ball to one of their ball carriers in the backfield, and it's a backwards pass. It's not an underhanded pitch or a toss. I mean, it is. It's over the top, and it's backwards to the ball carrier. And I say that because sometimes it's a running back, sometimes it's a wide receiver, and when it's all said and done, the ball gets there. It's kind of funny. It'll set up a 3rd and 10. They're going to turn, toss the ball to a running back in the backfield. He's going to break 1, 2, 3 tackles. Now he's up to the 15, down to the 14-yard line. Edward King going to be near a first down, and they're going to mark him down short. It'll bring up a 4th and 3 right now for Harmon. So a nice play right there, getting the ball to, again, that playmaker we talked about, Edward King. And right now, Alejandro Valdez will be your quarterback. Valdez and King are standing there talking to each other right before the play. 10.5 left in this contest. Valdez will walk up under center. It's a 4th and 2. Quarterback with a long count, turns, fakes the handoff. Now he's going to throw a slant. It's in and out of the hands of a defender, and it will be a turnover on downs at the 10-20 mark of the contest.
They got that ball downfield. It was a good possession, clearly best position of the evening for Harmon. And again, Harmon coming in, knowing it was going to be tough to win this game, but the key is, and the goal is, get better. Okay, and Harmon's better than they were in the first quarter.
Harmon is a much improved team than they were in the first quarter.
3 quarters of practice against a good opponent. I mean, basically it's what this turned into, and they are better as a result of it. Now, we have a timeout taken by Harmon. We'll hang on to it here for just a moment.
See, you gotta teach your phone away, right? Kansas now in the background.
Yeah, I love this. 3rd quarter scores from around. How about Holton as they are beginning to open it up on Sebelva 28-9. Lawrence High in trouble. Mill Valley leads them 21-0. You've got Frontenac just running away from Iola. Baser Linwood putting it on Turner in a big, big way, shutting them out. And there are some finals in the small schools as Ashland has beaten Moscow, Kinsley over Kiowa County, Northern Valley over Rolla.
So do you have to redo your passport to be in that conference?
I'll tell you what. The sad thing is I've been to most of those towns, and I don't even know how that ever happened. It's the 1st and 10 for Atchison.
Perry LeCompton and Bishop Ward tied up at 28 in the 3rd quarter.
Straight ahead run for the Phoenix. They're just carrying defenders, riding the wave downfield and picking up a 1st down, getting across the 25-yard line, and they'll finally make the tackle on Sean Knoll around the 28-yard line. Atchison will advance the chains with 9:20 to play. Kinsley, Kansas. Wow, that's getting out their way. I don't think you're in Ford County yet, though. Kinsley's not in Ford.
Garden leading Hayes, 21-14.
There's 2 weeks ago. Hayes moving up in the new classifications. Great Bend, I think, moved up as well. Here's snap back, sprint to the left side, 35, 40. He's going to score, maybe 50, 40. Nope, going to stop and step out of bounds along the near side. Tell you what, that's a big guy carrying a football out there for Atchison.
Xavier Duncan?
Give credit to Xavier.
So Duncan, quarterback of the team on that play, and he'll come over to the near sideline and a little handshake from Coach Smith. And now in to run the ball club on this play is going to be number 10, Deacon Stout.
Yep. Deacon comes into the ball game, a freshman. And we're at 8:10 left. Lance Norris is your receiver, wide to the right side. Anthony Cody is wide to the left side. Handoff is going to go to your new running back. Gets inside the 30, pushing down toward the 25-yard line. Chris Bennett, a freshman for AHS. That's going to be a gain of about 7 on the carry. Straight ahead as we go inside 8 minutes to play.
That time following the blocking up front by Ethan Mathias, doing a great job opening up the gap. And a big run on first down for Atchison, and will set up a second and two for the Phoenix.
Receivers wide to the right side and wide to the left. Single man in the backfield. And there's your handoff, straight ahead run. 25-20, left side 15-10, into the end zone. Stumbling in, touchdown, Chris Bennett goes at it. It is a 68-0 Phoenix lead. I tell you what, he lost his balance, was kind of tripped up by a defender on the 5-yard line, but kept running forward, got his feet beneath him enough to get himself into the end zone, and that is the first varsity touchdown for that young man. PAT coming up, we're going to go for two here.
We're going to keep him out here and go for two.
There you go. Chris Bennett is the running back once again. QB will take it, will keep it, follow Bennett, and walking into the end zone for two, Deacon Stout, taking a break. Joseph, let's call it 6.5 minutes to play. Atchison, 70. And Harmon, nothing.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers.
The Fall Blizzard Menu is here at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. The fall menu includes sea salt toffee fudge, Reese's Pieces cookie dough, Oreo mocha fudge, Choco dipped brownie, and the Royal Ultimate Choco Brownie. And the featured September Blizzard of the Month is both the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard and the Pecan Pie Blizzard. It's all at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
Aiden Battle. How many times has he done that? My goodness, here's the end of her end kick. Bounding at the 7, and it's going to stop at the 2. Picked up by Harmon there. Little shake and bake, but it doesn't fool the kick coverage, guys. It'll be Hawk ball at the 7-yard line.
Getting down there on kick coverage for the Phoenix. That's number 58, the freshman, Landon Bell, on the stop right there for Atchison. Just under 5 minutes to play, and here come the Harmon offense.
One little advice, keep that program handy because we're going to need that baby in this last 5 minutes of this game.
It'll be interesting to see what Harmon does at the quarterback position, right? We've seen them kind of flip-flop back and forth as the game has progressed. We've seen a little Alejandro Valdez. We've seen also in there, and Edward quarterback is Edward King, so.
Yeah.
Believe it looks like Valdez will probably run the ball club on this possession. For Harmon, this will be their 10th possession of the evening.
And Edward is not on the field right now. The guy who was their running back is going to go wide to the right side. You're trying to get a lineman off the field, and there we go. First and 10 at the 7-yard line. Three-step drop. There's another one of those laterals over to the left side. It's going to be caught to the 5-yard line.
There he
breaking a tackle at the 5-10, up to the 15. Runs to the middle of the 20. Gets up there around the 25-yard line. There, was that Edward?
Yep.
I didn't see him. He was way out over wide on the left side. That is now the third time that we have seen Harmon throw that backward lateral. It is a Hawk first down. With 3.5 minutes left in the game. Harmon will take his time, get back to the huddle. Gus, in the final analysis, this will be a difficult game to judge a lot of things by, but for Atchison, that three-man defensive front has been pretty okay.
Yeah, it started out early on, right, when Todd Daniels was just in the backfield. It felt like every play, and for the front three for Atchison, just kind of been game records. And now the pass is going to be thrown and picked off by Atchison. He goes up the far sideline, 20, 15, 10, and bounced out of bounds there. And who you got? Alejandro Valdez was able to save the touchdown, but for Atchison.
I am telling you what, it looked to me like maybe that was Miles.
23?
Right? Is that who that was over there?
I got an Ace Meek. So, a nice play right there for the Atchison offense, and with 2.5 minutes left in the ballgame, they're going to have it first and goal from the 10.
Back out, Deacon Stout. To run the club. I tell you what, Deacon, he may lose a little yardage on his rushing game here if he just drops back, takes a knee, and sends this game to the end.
He realized that we could probably make it over to Guy Galley and catch the entire fourth quarter. With 3 minutes left in the third quarter, Republic County now leading Morehill Mount Academy 30-16.
Quarterback is under center. Very long count. Good idea. And there's the diamond formation. Congrats to Coach Smith and a correct thing to do. Tell you what, it's going to do it. That's our final score tonight. Atchison, 70. J.C. Harmon, nothing. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
At Union State Bank, we've never stopped learning. In over 120 years, we've never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Atchison and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Good to have you back with us here at Amelia Earhart Stadium, where in homecoming 2021, the Atchison Phoenix shut out Harmon 70-0. Guys, we don't even have time to begin to cover all of those scores, but there were some trends there for Atchison, like almost every possession going into the end zone.
Yeah, so every offensive possession they did have tonight, they did get into the end zone, didn't punt the ball. Jesse Greenlee was able to get 3 touchdowns tonight, a couple kick returns, a punt or a interception return tonight. We saw a punt block for a touchdown. Atchison found a lot of ways to score tonight and come away with a victory on homecoming 2021. So it's always a good feeling when you're able to come away with a win. And not only on homecoming, but a league victory. So that'll help propel them in the Kansas City Atchison League standing.
No question about it. And for J.C. Harmon, I'll tell you what, team, they're recovering. They're on the rebound. But I tell you what, I thought they handled themselves with class and with a tremendous demeanor. And I am already a fan of their new head coach and his staff. I think Coach Alvis Coy did a lot of good things and made his team a better team tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't imagine trying to put together a game plan in about 3 days and try to just decide exactly how you're going to approach a game with your personnel. And really, I think as the game progressed and you're going to look at the scoreboard and say, well, bet they didn't score. I felt like Harmon got better as the game progressed. And they are at least now on a path to maybe figure out who they are as a team.
Tomorrow, we're going to be in Lamoni, Iowa, with Benedictine College Ravens. Pre-game at about 12:30. The kickoff from Bruce Jenner Sports Complex. 1:00 is it's Benedictine and Graceland. So should be a good one. We encourage you to be with us for that. Well, thank you for having joined us here this evening. Gus, we break tradition. Instead of the last game of the state of Kansas, we are one of the very first finishing tonight. Final score, Atchison 70, Harmon nothing. And until we reach you tomorrow for Our man Joseph, producer, engineer in the K-Radio Sports Studio, doing a great job here this evening. And for Gus Couch, Tom Couch, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, K-Radio 93.7 FM, and online at mscsports.net. Stay up to date with the latest scores, game recaps, and rankings at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.